Command number 91. Rule your life by the will of God. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Mark 3:35. A few of the commands are so all-encompassing that if they were followed perfectly, none of the other commands would be necessary. They draw all the commands up into them. This is certainly one such command. Rule your life by the will of God. It is what Jesus was doing all the time. In one sense, it is the only thing he did. He said it in a variety of ways. I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. John 5:30. I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. John 6:38. Obviously, then, to follow Jesus is to follow that same life pattern. What is the will of God? Simply, what God wants. To live by the will of God is to live according to the principles, truths, priorities, and objectives that God has made clear he wants us to live by. That's why God the Father sent his Son to live on the earth among men, to make those principles, truths, priorities, and objectives crystal clear. This Jesus did by telling us what they were and by living them himself. He illuminated God's will in two ways, by teaching and by example. We live God's will by following his example and obeying his teaching. God has revealed his will on three levels: his eternal will for the universe, his general will for mankind, and the specific personal application of that will in your life and mine. Number 1. At the highest level, God's eternal will for the universe is revealed by his character and his created universe. Unity, for example, is a principle that defines God's character. The Lord our God is one, and which also defines his eternal purpose in the universe, that all creation will be brought to oneness and unity and wholeness. 2. Out of God's eternal will for the universe, given definition by his character in creation, proceeds God's general will for mankind: love, kindness, purity, humility, accountability, patience, gentleness, diligence, and forgiveness are qualities of character that God wills for all men and women to make ruling principles in their lives. These are general principles of his will that apply to everyone without exception. They represent the manifestations in human life and character of high and eternal truths embodied within the nature and character of God himself. When we are kind, we are living out an eternal truth of God's nature, where it intersects with daily life. In showing kindness, therefore, we can be said to be living according to God's will. Number 3. As we live by these general principles, specific application emerges for decisions and life directions unique to each individual. As we make the daily choices that define our progress through life, God reveals specific aspects of his will, built upon a foundation of obedience to the general principles of his will that vary from person to person. His specific will for me in the situations I face will be distinct from his specific will for you in the situations you face. These different directions he may reveal to us by the voice of conscience, through scripture, through circumstances, from wise counselors and mentors in our lives, as well as by other means. All three levels of God's will are revealed and given clarity through the commands. Jesus gave the commands precisely so that we would know how to live as he lived, ruling our lives by the will of God. The following is an excerpt from Michael Phillips' Leben 5, Winter 2005, page 5. There is only one who said he knew God's will for all humankind, a man who lived in it and taught his followers to do likewise. Jesus is the door into the discovery of God's practical, daily, livable will. Without Jesus, one may be able to discern a great deal about God. However, when it comes to translating high truth about God into our daily workplaces, choices, decisions, and attitudes, what we are supposed to do and not do, Jesus is Himself our guide into the practical realities of what comprise God's will. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to rule my life by the will of God. Thank You for the example and teaching of Jesus that illuminates what Your will is. Thank You for His commands that bring all aspects of Your will into practical reality in my life. Thus, Heavenly Father, as I learn to discern Your will and live in Your will, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From The Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.